You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling for a massive infusion of federal dollars to help fight the opioid epidemic. Today, she visited an area of Boston considered to be the epicenter of Massachusetts' opioid crisis.
In this building, we have, in the space we'll be talking today, we have 2 to 5 overdoses every single week. Usually,
two
as I'm
to five overdoses a week
in this building
alone.
Yes. So it's just rampant. And
Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jesse Gaito walked with the senator along so-called Recovery Road, right at the intersection of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard. Dr. Gaita told the senator that at that very moment, her staffers were dealing with an opioid overdose. And she said 11 people were riding out highs in a room at her clinic where they can be observed by medical professionals.
If you have more resources, what would you do with them?
Lots of things. We need more space and we need more healthcare professionals who are willing to do this work and able to do this work.
So more space, more professionals, so that you can reach more people.
You can reach more people with treatment.
Warren's visit was to outline her proposed legislation that would provide $100 billion over 10 years for addiction treatment and prevention. The money would go to areas of the country most affected based on their overdose death rates.
Our bill gives them control over these funds. Millions of dollars in funding would flow directly to the hardest hit communities in Massachusetts, places like Worcester, Lawrence, Springfield, Cape Cod, and of course, right here in Boston.
The legislation is modeled after the Ryan White Care Act, which provided funding to communities during the HIV/AIDS crisis 30 years ago.
Defeating a public health epidemic like the opioid crisis won't be easy. It will take major resources, local control, and the courage to combat the stigma facing every person with addiction. It will take quality treatment and dedicated support. We've come together before to save lives, and it's time for us to do so again.
Warren is introducing the bill with Democratic Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, and she acknowledges that it will be a tough sell to a divided Congress. But she says it will help reduce other costs, especially in the criminal justice system. And that appeals to Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins. He says 70% of 1,600 inmates at the Suffolk County Jail have alcohol or substance use disorders.
This is an illness. We need to call it what it is, but we also need to put these crucial dollars on the street. We can do what we do inside of the facility, but if we don't have partners to hand folk off to once they leave our facility, they're going to relapse, they're going to come back, and unfortunately some of them will pass away.
42-year-old Jamie Callagher is a patient at Boston Healthcare for the Homeless.
Right now I'm at the point where it's a do-or-die situation for me.
He was invited to listen to Senator Warren today. He's been in recovery for just 3 weeks, although he's been struggling with opioid addiction since he was a teenager. He says dramatic steps are needed.
Having places, safe places to go, that is going to save lives.
You mean safe injection sites?
Safe injection sites. That's going to save lives. This problem's not just going to go away. You're going to a detox. There's no further treatment because there's no money for it.
Warren says she supports safe injection sites. If they're proven to save lives, her bill would provide grants to study new ways to help reduce overdose deaths and new ways to provide treatment. The legislation also would hold drug company executives legally responsible for addictive drugs.